Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 13th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 4 cents at 318 and a quarter, July beans down 12 and a half cents at 839 and a half, and July wheat down 12 and 3 quarters at 501 and 3 quarters. The low in the July wheat was $5 and a quarter cent. If we close under 499 on any day this week, it would certainly look lousy on the charts. I think the market's just coming to grips. Why corn rallied yesterday is beyond me. The new crop corn at 3.3 plus billion bushels is just way too much for this market to handle. I think old crop beans still have a case. They got hit pretty bad. They were down about 11 and a half cents here today. I'm not sure why. The meal and oil should have been down about 6 cents, not 12 and a half, but funds obviously selling beans, wheat, and corn here today. The funds did not cover any of their short positions yesterday, as I thought. The open interest went up by 25,000 contracts, so it's unlikely the funds covered anything. And not anybody who bought it yesterday has got it stuck pretty good here today. There just isn't any great news out here. Crude oil closed down 40 a barrel. The dollar was up 33 cents. Stock market was down 516. Cattle, hogs, feeder cattle were all lower here today. So it's just another tough day in agriculture. As I've said, I think it's going to take either massive Chinese buying or one heck of a drought this summer to change these numbers. The Chinese continue to buy in here, and I think that's a good sign, but it's 300 to 600,000 metric tons, depending on the commodity. What we need to see is 2 or 3 million corn, 2 or 3 million beans. A couple of days of that will turn the market on a dime, but obviously we haven't seen anything near that. But that's what it's going to take in here, or a severe drought. The weather looks pretty good. Farmers are going to be probably complete in the next 10 days, and the corn plantings are pretty close to it. Beans will get in pretty fast as well. So, you know, I think the corn acres are going to hold up. I think the bean acres will hold up. I think we've got a shortage potentially in the bean market. I really don't want to be a seller in here, even though today we were lower. You know, maybe beans test $8 on the July contract. I think it would be a mistake if they do. But wherever, if they do get down there, that's where I'll look to buy some November beans. Really don't see much else out here. There's certainly no good news. The only good news is the wheat held $5 on a closing basis, closed at 501 and three quarters with a low of $5 and a quarter cent. So, you know, is that enough to hang your hat on? Probably not. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.